Internet use is soaring in Afghanistan. It increased by 25% last year, and it's estimated that half of all Afghans will have access to the net within 3 years. That's not bad for a country where few even had electricity 10 years ago. But the Internet may be growing too fast for the Afghan government's liking. Authorities say they intend to block some sites and restrict others. The BBC's Daoud Azami is in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Daoud, what is being blocked or will be blocked? What are the proposals?
Well, the plan is to block those websites which promote violence or terrorism. And they are also planning to block those websites which contain pornography or encourage gambling. And the Ministry of Information and Technology says that they don't have the technology to block these websites yet. But within 2 months, they will have this technology and they would be able to block the websites that they don't like.
So in large part, it sounds like these restrictions are part of the war against the Taliban, but you also say they're going to try and block pornography and gambling, which sounds like, you know, a page book from Afghanistan under the Taliban.
This is true when Taliban were in power from 1996 to 2001. They banned the internet because they said that there's too much un-Islamic and immoral material on the internet. But after the fall of Taliban regime, internet and mobile telephones and television stations all started in different parts of Afghanistan. But now the government says that there are some websites which are quote-unquote immoral and against the traditions of the Afghan people. So they are planning to not only block those websites that glorify violence, but they're also trying or planning to block those websites which the Taliban didn't like.
It sounds like there are certain infringements here on freedom of expression. I'm wondering how the Afghan press corps feels about these restrictions.
Well, they are unhappy about this. They say that if these restrictions are imposed, that would mean that the government will be able to block any website that they don't like or block those websites which are critical of the government. So there is this concern in the journalist community in Afghanistan. But the government says that there wouldn't be any restrictions on freedom of speech. This is one of the biggest achievements in post-Taliban Afghanistan. But they say that they are responsible that public, especially teenagers, should not be allowed to visit those websites which will be bad for these youngsters. So this is the argument that the government has.
The BBC's Daoud Azami in Kabul. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.